Today's shir is Perek Shvi Mehilchos Machalos Asuras, the seventh chapter of the laws concerning forbidden foods. Halacha Aleph, paragraph 1. Ha'ochel kizayis chelev b'mezit chayiv kares, b'shogeg mevi chatas kavua. One who eats an olive's worth of chelev. Chelev is the name used for forbidden fat, and if he does so intentionally, he is liable for the penalty of kares, which is translated as excision, and which means premature death. Bishogeg, if it's done unintentionally, he has to bring a fixed sin offering, which means that one does not have a choice to bring either an animal, a large animal, a fowl, or a flower offering, as is the case in certain other transgressions, where a person has a choice, depending on their means, to purchase the sacrifice. Ubefedrush Amra Torah Shein Chayev Ela Al Shlosha Mini Behema Tahara Bulvat. The Torah explicitly states that one is not liable for this transgression of Chelev unless it is the Chelev of three types of kosher species of animals. Shenemar Kol Chelev Shor Vechesev Aes Lotha Chelu, as it is stated in the book of Leviticus, you shall not eat the fat of an ox, or sheep, or goat. Bein she'achal mechelev shchuta, bein she'achal mechelev nevela utreifa shalahem, and this prohibition applies whether it is the chelev, the fat of a slaughtered animal, whether it is the fat of an animal that died without slaughtering, or a treifa, an animal that has a fatal disease or a fatal wound. In either of these cases, the chelev is forbidden. Alvol shar behema v'chaya, bein temeya, bein tahora, chelba kipsara. However, with respect to other animals and other beasts, whether they are kosher or unkosher, the fat has the same status as the flesh. If the flesh is kosher, then the fat is kosher. Obviously, if the flesh is not, then the fat is also not kosher. V'chei nefel shel shlosha minei behema torah chelbo kipsaro. Likewise, the case of a stillborn young of these three species of clean animals, its fat is considered the same as its flesh. And whoever eats an olive's worth of its fat is liable to a flogging because he has eaten a nevela. However, there would be no penalty of kares, of excision, because it was chelev. Since it was a miscarriage, it was not a viable child, the prohibition of chelev does not apply. However, if it has completed the full term of pregnancy, then it is forbidden as chelev and the penalty of kares would apply. Halacha base, paragraph 2. Ha'ochel mechelev nevela utreifa, chay mishum ochel chelev, umishum ochel nevela utreifa. If one eats chelev, the forbidden fat, of a nevela, of an animal that dies of its own accord, or has been killed without the benefit of shechita, or an animal that has a disease, a fatal disease, which was discussed in earlier chapters, even if it is slaughtered properly, if one eats the chelev of these non-kosher animals, he is still liable for eating of chelev, in addition to the prohibition of eating nevela or treifa. Even though we have a general principle that ein isur, chal al isur, one prohibition does not take effect when there is another one already, here it is different. This is one of the exceptions, as the Rambam explains. Mitoch shenosaf ha'isur b'psara, shehaya muter nosaf al ha'chelev, ulefichach lo kishtayim. Because the additional prohibition adds and is extended to the meat, to the flesh, which was permissible, that is why the prohibition can be added onto the prohibition of chelev, and therefore the person will get lashes, will be flogged for both transgressions. In other words, the prohibition of chelev only applies to one part of the animal, to the fat, whereas the prohibition of nevela utreifa applies to every part of the animal, the flesh as well. Therefore, since it is a more inclusive, more all-encompassing prohibition, the rule is that it does take effect over an existing prohibition, and therefore the person would be guilty of two crimes. Halacha Gimel, paragraph 3. Hashochet behema umatza bashlil kol chelba muter. If one performs shechita, the ritual slaughter, on an animal, and finds inside it an unborn young, the unborn young's fat is permitted. V'yafilum matza'o chai, and even if it is found to be alive, mipnei shehu ke'evu mimena, because it is considered to be a limb of the mother. It is considered to be one of the mother's organs, and is not subject to the laws of chelev. And of course it is kosher, because it was slaughtered, and the slaughtering of the mother takes effect for the unborn as well. Ve'im shom lo chadasha v'mitzal chai afal pishlo hifris al hakarka ve'ein etzarech shchita chel ba'aser v'chayavon olav karis. If, however, it has completed the complete number of months of gestation and is found alive, even if it had not yet set its feet on the ground and therefore does not require shchita, as we learned earlier, that rabbinically the animal requires shchita if it sets its feet on the ground. So people shouldn't think that you can get away without slaughtering an animal ritually. But if it has not set its feet on the ground and does not require shchita, nevertheless the fat is forbidden, and one is liable to karis if one eats this fat. And the rationale behind this is, as explained in the Talmud, that it is the number of months and the completion of the requisite number of months of gestation that determines whether it's subject to the laws of chaylev or not. The Rambam concludes this halacha by saying, "Umatzin mimenu kol hachutin v'hakrumos ha'asurin kishar ha'behemos." One must also remove all the forbidden veins and membranes, as in the case of other animals. That is, other animals that are already born, where it's not enough just to take out the chel of the forbidden fat, but also the veins and the membranes must be removed, so too in this case. Halacha Dal, paragraph 4. Hoshit yadalamei behema v'chatach mechelev ha'uber shekala lo chadasha v'hotzio harei zechayev olav ki'ilu chatacha mechelev ha'em atzma shechadashim heim hagarmim le'eser hachelev. If one inserts his hand into an animal's womb and cuts the fat from a completely developed young, and then draws it out, the person would be liable for eating chalev, because it is the same as if he had cut a piece of the fat of the mother itself, since the completion of the months of development has already caused the young's fat to become prohibited. In other words, the criterion here is whether the young, the unborn animal, has completed the number of months that it requires to be fully developed. In that case, it is considered chalev, even if he puts his hand inside the womb and cuts off a piece of it. Halacha Hey, paragraph 5. There are three types of fat for which one is liable to the penalty of karis, excision. Chelev she'al hakerev, she'al shtei hakloyos, v'she'al haksalim. The fat upon the entrails, upon the two kidneys, and upon the flanks. Aval ha'alya muteres ba'achila. However, the fat that is on the tail is permitted to eat. Lo nikreis chelev el inyan carbon bilvad, kamosh nikru chalavim kloyos v'yoseres hakavid l'inyan carbon. And the only place where we find in the Torah that the fat of the tail is referred to as chelev, that is only with respect to a sacrifice. In the same manner as the kidneys and the lobe above the liver are also called chelev with respect to sacrifices. Kamosh ata omer, chelev ha'aretz, v'chelev kilyos chito. Shehu Tuvam, just as we find that the Torah uses the term the chelev of the land, or the chelev of the kidneys of wheat, which of course means the choice produce of the land and the choice kidneys of wheat, but it does not always mean that it is forbidden fat. Ulefi shemirimim dvarim elu min hakarban l'sreifa, l'shem, nikru chelev, she'en sham davar tov elu hamurim l'shem. The reason they are called chelev is because these portions of the sacrifice are raised up, are offered as part of the sacrifice, that are consumed and burnt for the sake of Hashem, for the sake of God, because there is nothing better than that which is separated from the offering and devoted and given over to God. Ulekach nema betrumas maser b'harim chemas chel bo mimenu. For the same reason we find with regard to the tithe, that the Levi must take from the tithe that is given to him. He gets one-tenth of the produce, and one-tenth of that he has to give to the Kohen. And in connection with that, the Torah in the Book of Numbers says, when you heave the chelev of it from it. So the term used here is chelev because it refers to the choice amount or portion, because it's given away to Hashem, to God, and to his servant, the Kohen. Halacha Vav, paragraph 6. Chelev sh'al ha-meses v'shal beis ha-kosos hu ha-chelev sh'al ha-kerev. V'chelev sh'bi ikrei ha-yirechos mi-bifnim chayavn olav kareis v'hu ha-chelev sh'al ha-ksalim. The fat upon the omasum and the second stomach constitutes the fat of the entrails. They are forbidden because they are included in that which we referred to earlier as the fat of the entrails, of the intestines. Similarly, the fat which is at the joint of the thighs within constitutes the fat of the flanks, and one is liable to kares, excision, on account of eating these types of fat. V'yesham chelev ala keva okum kmo keshes v'hu ha'asur. V'chut mashuch kmo yeser v'hu mutar. We can also find on the stomach a layer of fat that is curved like a bow. That's also forbidden, whereas the sinew, which serves as the string of the bow, is permitted. Chutin shebechelev asurin v'ein chayavon aleim kares. The sinews and the fat are also forbidden, but there is no penalty of kares, of excision, because they are only rabbinically forbidden. Halacha Zayin, paragraph 7. Chelev shehabasa chofa osa muter, she'al haksalim osa hakasuv, lo shebetoch haksalim. Fat covered by flesh is permitted, because the Torah forbids only that which is upon the flanks, to use the words of the Torah, not that which is within the flanks. V'chein chelev she'al haklayos, nasar, lo shebetoch haklayos. The same way, in the same manner, the chelev, the fat that is on the kidneys, is forbidden, and not the chelev, the fat that is within the kidneys. V'afapikein, no til adam loven shebetoch hakulya, v'achakach ochel osa, v'ein atzarech lechatet achrav. In spite of what we just said, that the fat in the kidneys is not forbidden, it is nevertheless the custom to remove the white portion inside the kidneys and only afterwards to eat the kidney. There is, however, no need to scrape the spot further for it. One doesn't have to go and scrape everything because it is inherently and essentially permissible. Halacha Ches, paragraph 8. Yesh kemo shtei psilo shel cherev b'ikarei hamasnayim samach l'rosh hayarech. There is, at the base of an animal's loins, near the top of its flank, what appears like two cores of fat. When the animal is alive, this fat appears to be upon the entrails, but after it dies, flesh is joined to flesh, and this fat becomes covered up, and cannot be seen unless one layer of flesh is separated from the other, which would have dictated that it would not be permissible since it's covered up. The Rambam says that that's not the case. Nevertheless, it is forbidden because this is not really fat which is covered up by the flesh, because in its lifetime, it is not covered up by the flesh, by the meat. In any other place where you can find that the chelev is beneath the flesh, and the flesh or the meat surrounds it on all sides, and cannot be seen until you cut into the flesh, it would be permitted to eat this type of fat. Halacha Tes, paragraph 9. Chelev halev, chelev hamiayim, v'heim hadakin hamlupafin, kula mutarim, v'hari heim kashuman shehu mutar. Chutz mirosh hami'i shesamach lakeva, shehu tchilas b'nei me'ayim, shetzarech ligra hachelev she'olav, v'zehu chelev she'al hadakin she'asur. The fat of the heart and of the small entrails, that means the twisting small bowels, is entirely permitted, and is like the permitted fat which is called shuman, as opposed to chelev, which is the name for the forbidden fat. There is one exception to this rule, and that is the fat upon the upper part of the entrails, next to the stomach, which is the beginning of the entrails. This fat must be scraped away, and that is what is referred to as the forbidden fat of the small bowels. The Rambam continues, V'yesh min ha'ga'onim sh'omer sh'rosh ha'mi'i sh'tzarech l'garro, hu ha'mi'i sh'yetzabo har'i sh'hu sof ha'mi'ayim. Some of the Gaonim, those are the post-Talmudic authorities, state, however, that the upper part of the entrails, which must be scraped away, refers to the other end, where the animal excretes its waste, that is, at the end of the entrails. The Rambam does not favor any one of these different interpretations, and commentaries point out that that is probably because the Rambam feels that one should follow both the stringencies of both of these opinions. Halacha Yud. Paragraph 10. Yesh beguf ha-behema chutin ukrumo shehem asurim. Mehem mishum chelev, or mehem mishum dam. In the animal's body, there are forbidden veins and membranes, some of which are prohibited because it's considered to be fat, and some of them are prohibited because it is considered to be within the category of blood, which is, of course, likewise forbidden and carries the penalty of kares, just as chelev does.
V'chol chut okrum she'asa mishum kol damo sechelu, tzorech l'natlo v'achakach yimlach v'yevashel habasar, k'mo she'amarnu.
Any
one of the veins or membranes that we said is forbidden, and it's forbidden because of the prohibition in Leviticus, any blood you shall not eat, must be removed, and only then can you salt the meat and cook the meat, as we have explained in an earlier chapter.
If, however, the person cut up the meat and then salted it, he does not have to remove these things. Likewise, if he wants to roast it, there is no need to remove these veins and membranes.
However, any vein or membrane which we say is forbidden because it is a violation of the law of chelev, it is prohibited because the Torah says not to eat any chelev. It is required that one removes them, whether it's going to be roasted or whether it's going to be cooked. It must be removed from the animal.
Halacha Yudal, paragraph 11. Chamisha chutin yesh baksalim. Shloshim min hayamin, ushnayim min hasmol.
There are five such sinews in the flanks, three on the right flank and two on the left flank.
Hashlosha shemin hayamin mispatzil kol echen mehem lishnayim shnayim.
And the three on the right side, each one of them branches out into two.
Hashnayim shemin hasmol mispatzil lishlosha shlosha. V'kula mishum chelev.
And the two on the left branch out into three. Each one of them branches out into three, and all of them are forbidden because they are considered to be chelev. Similarly, the sinews of the spleen and of the kidneys are forbidden because they are considered to be chelev, forbidden fat.
Likewise,
the membrane which is on the spleen, and the membrane that is on the flanks, and the membrane that is on the kidneys are forbidden because they are considered chelev.
Karis
is incurred for eating the membrane upon the convex side of the spleen. However, the remainder of this membrane, while it is forbidden, does not carry the penalty of karis, of excision.
Halacha Yud Beis, paragraph 12. Ushnei krumos yesh lekulya. Ha'elyon chayav an olav karis kechelev she'al hakulya.
There are two membranes to the kidney. The upper membrane, one is guilty and liable for the penalty of karis, just as the fat that is on the kidney, and the lower membrane is considered to be like other membranes and other sinews or veins inside of the kidney. They are forbidden, but they don't carry the penalty of karis.
Halacha Yud Gimel, paragraph 13. Chutei halei, v'chutei hayat, v'chutei haoketz, v'chutei halechi hatachton, shebetzad haloshen mikan umikan, v'chein hachutin hadakin, shehim betol chelev hadakin, k'mo beis achbish, mesuvachin zeh bezeh, ukrum sha'al hamoch shebekotkot, ukrum sha'al habeitzim, hakol asurim mishem dam.
The veins of the heart, the foreleg, the tail, and the lower jaw on either side of the tongue. Likewise, the fine veins inside the heart, which are as delicate as a spider's web and are intertwined with one another, the membrane on the brain inside the skull, and the membrane on the testicles, all these are forbidden on account of the prohibition of blood.
Paragraph 14. Beitze gedi atleh shlo hishlum shloshim yom mutal lavashlum blo klipa. La'ach shloshim yom imniru behen chutin dakim adumim biyedua shaholach behem hadam v'lo yevashl ad sheyiklof o ad sheyachtach v'yimlach k'mo shebiyarnu.
The testicles of a young goat or a lamb less than 30 days old may be cooked without peeling off the scrotum. After 30 days, should fine red veins appear in them, it is evident that the blood has begun to circulate in them, and they may not be boiled until they have been peeled or cut open and salted, as we have explained. If, however, the red veins are not visible, they are permitted.
Halacha Tezvav, paragraph 15. V'chol b'nei me'ayim shaham ma'ichol sovim b'chololon, ein ma'chzikim behem dam.
The entrails through which the food travels are presumed to hold no blood. And that means that they don't have to be salted. However, other authorities maintain that even though the intestines themselves, the entrails themselves don't have blood, the kosher fat on them does have blood, and therefore you do have to salt one side of it.
Halacha Tezayin.
It is my opinion, it appears to me, the Rambam says, that all of these veins and membranes that we just mentioned before that are forbidden are rabbinically forbidden. Ve'im toma shehim asunim min ha-Torah b'chlal kol chelu v'chol dam ein lokum aleim elamakas mardus ve'yiyu k'chati shiyah shehu asa min ha-Torah ve'ein lokin olav. And even if you wish to say, if you persist to say that they are biblically forbidden because they are included in the very sweeping statement the Torah makes, kol chelev v'chol dam, all or any fat and any blood you shall not eat, and therefore that would include even these veins and membranes, nevertheless one would not be subject to flogging on account of eating these veins and membranes. One would be subject to the flogging that is given by the rabbis for disobedience, because it would be the equivalent of eating less than the prescribed amount of a prohibition, which is biblically forbidden, but the person does not get lashes for that violation. In other words, there are certain types of biblical prohibitions that are included in the Torah's admonishment against eating something, but don't carry the penalty, the biblical penalty of flogging. Halacha Yud Zayin, paragraph 17. Ein molchen chalavim im habasar. One should not salt the fat with meat, nor should anyone rinse the fat together with meat. Nor should anyone cut meat with a knife that was used to cut fats. And a utensil that was used to rinse the fat should not be used to rinse the meat. The fichat tzarich hatabach lahaskin shalosh sakinim. Acha sheshochet ba, v'acha shemachatich ba basar, v'acha shemachatich ba chalavim. And for this reason, a butcher should have three knives, one for performing shchita, ritual slaughter, one for cutting the meat, and one for cutting the fats. Shouldn't use the same knives for these three things. Halacha Yudches, paragraph 18. V'im derech osam bachmo sheyadiyach hatabach habasar b'chanus. Tzarich lahaskin lo shnei kelim shomayim. Echad shemadiyach ba basar, v'echad shemadiyach ba chalavim. In localities where it is the custom for the butcher to rinse the meat at his shop, he must have two separate vessels, one for rinsing meat, and one for rinsing the fats. Halacha Yutes, paragraph 19. V'asol l'tabach lifrosh chelev haksolim ala basar k'dei luna oso, sh'akrum sh'ala chelev dak v'yismoyach b'yar ha-tabach, v'yozov ha-chelev v'yibola ba-basar. It is forbidden for the butcher to stretch the fat of the flanks over the meat in order to improve its appearance, for the membrane covering the fat is very thin, and it's liable to be crushed in the butcher's hand, and the result of that would be that the fat would ooze out and be absorbed into the meat. V'chol ha-dvarim ha-elu osu la-sosam. V'im nasu lo neser ha-basar, v'ein makinus ha-osa, elu malamdin osu shalo yasa. Now all of these things that we just mentioned, and that goes also back to the earlier paragraphs, we're not supposed to salt or rinse the fat with the meat, and so too the law that said that you have to have different knives for the fat and the meat, and the utensils should be different utensils, and you're not supposed to stretch the fat. All of these laws that we just said, while it is forbidden to perform, however, if they were already done, the meat does not become forbidden, and the person who does it is not subject to any type of flogging. But we do try to educate the person, we try to instruct the person not to do it again. Halacha Chaf, paragraph 20. V'chein in molchen as a basar kod m'shiyosem yemenu as ha-krumos v'es ha-chutin ha-surin. So too, a person should not salt the meat before he removes the membranes and the forbidden veins. V'im molach m'sirim achashinim lachu. And if he did salt them already, he should remove them after they're salted. There are other opinions. The Rajba, one of the primary Rishonim, early authorities, maintains that it's not enough just to remove them, but one has to remove part of the meat as well. The Rambam continues by saying that even if one had salted the meat, the sinews, and that includes the gid hanasha, which is the sinew of the thigh vein, which is separately forbidden in the Torah as a negative commandment, even so he could remove it after the salting and then he can cook it. Halacha Chafalov, paragraph 21, and the final halacha of this perek. The tabach shadarka lenakos habasa v'nimtza achrav chut okrum melamdim oso umazhirin oso shelo yizalzel be'isurin. If a butcher customarily purges his meat and a vein or a membrane is subsequently found in it, he is to be instructed and cautioned not to deal lightly with forbidden things. Aval imnimtza achrav chelev im hayakisora mavirin oso. However, if we find after his cleaning of the meat, after his trabering of the meat, as it's called today, we nevertheless discover chalev, the forbidden fat, if it is the size of a barley corn, mavir and osa, he has to be removed from his position. V'im nimtza achrav kezayis chalev, afilo bimakomas harbe, makin osa, makas mardus. U'mavir and osa, b'pnei shahatabach neman al hachalev. And if we find an olive's worth of forbidden fat of chalev, even if it is distributed in several places, this butcher is first of all to be flogged for disobedience, and he has to be removed from his position. And the reason is that a butcher is relied upon to remove all fat. That is his responsibility, and if he's remiss, and if he's negligent, he is subject to removal, at the very least, and in some cases, as we just mentioned, he would also be subject to a punishment, because it is the butcher's responsibility to provide us with kosher meat. With this, the Rambam concludes Perek Zayin, Mehilchos Macholos Asuros, Chapter 7 of the Laws Concerning Forbidden Foods.